VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
It's the Benny Randall Show. Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your hearts and your homes. And like always, you can download our free app on iPhone or Android all across the world on all platforms. Or you can listen online at VashaniRadio.com. Like always, it's another powerful show right here live from New York City. And when I tell you it's cold, it ain't even cold. It's cool. You understand? I went out to get in my car. My car was like, what you doing? I was like, I'm trying to go somewhere. And it was like, no, you're not. But I pushed it anyway. It made it happen. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. Today's show, we have an extraordinary entrepreneur and doctor. Her name is Angela Holiday Bell. She's a physician certified sleep specialist and sleep coach. More importantly, she's someone who has suffered from the wrath of insomnia for years. While being able to find ways to get back of her lack of sleep, the strenuous schedule of medical training took on her caused her to go and become a certified sleep specialist. This is going to be an interesting show. I can go on about all the things she's done, but I think it's better for simply to hear her talk about. And when I tell you, you know, we like to get people that are passionate, right? She is passionate about sleep. Okay. So all you people that be trying to sleep for 24 hours, I think that might be too much sleep, but whatever it is, we're going to make it happen today. Dr. Angela Holiday Bell, how are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, give my listeners a little insight of how do one become a certified sleep specialist. Because I ain't got no problem sleep. I sleep everywhere. Sometimes I sleep. Sometimes, Dr. Angela, I just be in the chair and go to sleep. Talk to me.
Well, first of all, lucky you. I personally envy people who can just sleep everywhere because I'm not one of those people, which is part of the reason I decided to become certified as a sleep specialist. But I'll start by saying I'm a board certified physician, actually a pediatrician by training. And as you mentioned a little bit in your introduction, during my medical training in medical school and residency, I started to suffer from insomnia. I started out by not having time to sleep because I was working all the time. And then it became, you know, having the inability to sleep or seemingly inability to sleep even when I had the time. And it became such a struggle that led to me just not being my best self. And so I decided I had to make a change. And so I studied everything I could about sleep, volunteered in the sleep clinic in my hospital, put those practices into place in my own life, and just saw what a significant difference it made in my life. And so as I was wrapping up training to be a pediatrician, which is something I still practice, I knew that I had to share this with other people because so many people were coming to me with their sleep problems. And so there's actually a certification to become a clinical sleep health specialist for other medical providers who hold some other sort of license who want to also specialize in sleep. So after I completed my residency, I did training in that, took the certifying exam, and then the rest is history.
I love it. Now, I want to get some myths here now because yeah, I'm an entrepreneur, and honestly, I can sleep anytime, but a lot of times I don't sleep. What is this thing about, you know, because a lot of times I'm up like at 4 a.m. because I meditate, and I usually probably don't go to bed to maybe 10, you know, on a regular. Mm-hmm. So I don't get a whole lot of sleep. What do you think about the entrepreneurs like myself who have programmed and taught themselves, you know, that this is how much sleep I need? Because I've read some things about you, and you were saying that, you know, each person's sleep cycle is different. And that makes a difference on how much is required. But knowing how entrepreneurs don't get a lot of sleep, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, so first I'll start by saying, you know, as someone who's now a physician and entrepreneur, I have lived and currently live, you know, both lives and understand out there. It's so tempting to not have an off button. You can work so much, you get so enthralled in your work that absolutely can spill over into sleep. But what I was ever saying is, yes, sleep need is variable and individualized. And what that means is, even though you've heard the saying that everyone needs 7 to 8 hours of sleep, that is an average number. And the actual spectrum is somewhere between 6 to 10 hours, with few people lying on that 6 hour end and a lot of people lying more towards that 8, 9, 10. Personally, I need 9 hours of sleep. And so what I try to teach people and caution them about is the amount of sleep that you can get by on is not the same as your sleep need that is required to function optimally. So, for instance, I would say many people, probably more than we account for, but on studies, we say about 33% or a third of U.S. adults aren't getting about 6 hours of sleep a night. That is definitely under their sleep need, and although they may be able to function and get by, they're not functioning optimally. So I would say you can get by, but who wants to just get by in life? I say you need to function optimally, and there are ways that you can structure your day, even as a busy entrepreneur or physician, to make sure you're getting your sleep needs so that you can function at your best and your highest.
So let me ask you something then. What's the difference? Because I know there's levels of sleep, right? So there's a REM sleep where people say that's like the deepest sleep. Correct me if I'm incorrect. And then, you know, there's like regular sleep. Can you give me the levels of sleep and how does the body benefit from those levels? Because some people say if you don't get to a certain point, you'll wake up fatigue.
So there are definitely different sleep cycles, we call it, or different stages of a sleep cycle. So you go to sleep, your body works its way through four different stages of sleep. It starts with the light stage, or like N1, and that's like as you're kind of drifting off, you're not quite asleep yet, you're not really sure if you've fallen asleep. Like some people wake up from this stage like, was I just asleep? And it's like unclear. Stage N2 is you're getting a little bit deeper into sleep. You're starting to transition into that deep sleep. The deepest sleep you get is actually in three. So it's right before REM sleep, and that's your deep, we call it slow wave sleep, which makes up about 20% of a typical night of sleep. And then you get your REM sleep, which is what is known classically as the dream stage, although we now know that you do dream in some other stages, but the bulk of it comes from that. And we like to say your deep sleep is what is restorative for your body, and your REM sleep is what is restorative for your mind. Now, it's not as clear cut as that. You definitely get restoration in all the stages. But in REM sleep is when you lay down new memories, so things that you learned during the day, you lay it down, you're like, it's almost like you're learning in your sleep, and that happens during REM. And when you think about growth hormone that's released in tissues being repaired and all those things, that happens mostly during your N3 deep sleep that occurs right before REM. But it works in synchrony. So you're like cycling through these things all throughout the night, and then it all works together to give your body the restoration that it needs for that.
This is amazing, because I never knew there was some type of framework to sleep. I just thought I fall asleep in the refrigerator. I fall asleep on a chair at the table in front of my computer. I've fallen asleep, you know what I mean, in the car. Like, I get my sleep in, but at the same time, I don't sleep as much as I think. I know you say there's not a number, everybody is different, but is there something that connects to our health that connects to the way we sleep? Like, people who get the appropriate amount of sleep for themselves, are they healthier, less healthy, or is that not a thing? Or is that just a myth?
100% it's a thing. So absolutely, you are healthier, generally speaking, if you're getting enough sleep. And the reason for that is, I like to tell people, you know, when people say, well, what is sleep effect? And I can say, it's easier for me to say what sleep doesn't affect than to say what it does, because every facet of your mental and physical health is influenced and affected by sleep. So, for instance, you're more likely to actually get sick if you're not getting enough sleep. So there was a study done that followed a group of individuals, tracked them for a week, exposed them to rhinovirus, which is the virus that causes a common cold, put them in controlled conditions, and then followed them for another week after that. And it was looking for who developed symptoms of the cold. So runny nose, fever, cough, congestion, and all those things. And found that individuals who slept less than 7 hours per night the week prior to exposure were three times as likely to actually develop symptoms. So you are more likely to get sick when you're not getting enough sleep. You're more likely to gain weight and have obesity. Insufficient sleep puts your body in a state of stress. So if people are aware of the fight or flight response, insufficient sleep turns that on, because your body is saying, oh, we must have a threat if we're not sleeping. If we are not indulging in this restorative activity that we know that we need, there must be a reason for this. So let me heighten my senses and turn my alarms on, because there must be a reason. And for those who are walking around like this chronically, that means your body is chronically in a state of stress. And cortisol, the stress hormone, is chronically being released, which leads to inflammation in the body, which leads to high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease and type 1 diabetes and so many chronic diseases that most people wouldn't even think to link back to insufficient sleep. So 100%, you are more likely to have chronic and acute health conditions if you're not getting sufficient sleep than you would if you were sleeping enough.
You know, I'm fascinated by this. I'm just over here smiling, because I'm like, I've never known that somebody to be so passionate about sleep. And the thing about it, the way you explain it, it actually makes sense. You know what I mean? Let's back up for a second. How did you get to the point where you even had to consider becoming a sleep specialist because of your lack of sleep? Like, how did you know that that was your thing? In other words, how do you know that was your problem that you was going to turn into a possibilities? Oh, preach, Benny, preach. You know what I'm saying? How did you know that?
That's a great question. So I'll start by saying, you know, as not even as a doctor, I think as myself, as Angela Holiday Bell, I am a natural problem solver. Like, I feel like innately God instilled that in me to problem solve, not only for myself, but for other individuals. And I think that led to me wanting to become a doctor, is I want to help people at their most vulnerable states when they don't have an option or they don't know the option. I want to help them get there and be happier and healthier because of it. So once I fixed my sleep, it was like I couldn't not share that. I could not share that with other people, because I would hear, you know, family, friends, like, oh my gosh, I'm struggling. I can't sleep. I have insomnia. I'm so tired. Like, it was pervasive. And prior to me fixing my own sleep, I didn't have the solution to implement for them. But once I found that, I was like, oh, I can't keep this to myself. Like, so many people are struggling. I need to help them. And it actually even started with a blog in residency. If anyone knows about residency, it's a very busy time for doctors. We work up to 80 hours a week. It's crazy. But for me, it was like, I have to get the word out. And how can I do this in the midst of this crazy, busy life? Oh, let me start a blog, because then people can read it and then they can get the answers more than what I can give on a one-on-one basis, especially in residency training. So I think that was a turning point. When I found the solution, it was like, okay, how can I share this with as many people as possible?
This is so transformative. Like, it's incredible just listening to you talk about this, and it actually makes sense. Now, I know some people, I'm not going to say their names because it's only about me, you, and about 3 million people, so we don't really want to say their names. But I know some people, Dr. Angela, that they have a hard time sleeping, and they will sit up on their phones, you know, on TikTok or the internet, you know, trying to make themselves fall asleep. What do you find is going on with people that have those type of, I know you can't give a diagnosis for people in a blanket statement, but just in your general knowledge, that have to kind of use the phone to make themselves go to sleep. Is there something deeper going on?
Yeah, so I say usually there is, and I, you know, there, like you said, there's no like one size fits all sleep solution, but I find that people fall into one of typically two-ish categories. The first category is a person who just doesn't prioritize sleep or understand the importance, right? So we go through our life, we work our jobs, we may have children or spouses or friends, we hang out, we binge watch Netflix, and then we're like, okay, time for this sleep thing. Like, I need to fall asleep right this second. And you know, most people are not like you and can just fall asleep right the second. And so
I'll be gone. I'll be gone. They'd be like, yo, did you know you here? I'm gone. Go ahead.
God, I love that for you. But I and many other people are not like that. Our brains need that time to transition and wind down. So what that means for many people is I'm up on my phone, because that's what we know to do. That is what takes up our downtime in life throughout the day. So it's not going to be any different at night. So let me grab my phone. Let me scroll through TikTok and Instagram, because this is just what I know to do when I don't have anything else to do. And they don't understand that that's counterproductive to sleep. It's stimulating. The blue light interferes with melatonin release, which is a hormone that helps set the stage for sleep. And so it's creating more harm than good, but it's just a natural, this is just what I do when I can't sleep. And I haven't given myself a sufficient amount of time or created the space to allow sleep. So that's that individual. But then you have individuals who do want to sleep, who understand the importance of sleep, but they feel as though they just cannot. And that's the category that I ended up falling in, where you have chronic insomnia that it's not for a lack of effort, but you try to go to sleep and you just simply can't. Even if you've given yourself what seems to be enough time, you've tried to wind down and it's difficult to do. And again, they feel like, okay, I'm just picking up my phone because maybe if I scroll through, I'll get sleepy enough to fall asleep. And that really is less about prioritizing sleep than it is about breaking down some of these maladaptive cognitions or thoughts and then subsequent behavior surrounding sleep that has caused this kind of balloon, this snowball effect, in leading to chronic insomnia and difficulty falling asleep, even if they have enough time to do so.
I'm loving this interview, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. We'll be right back after this short break with the Doctor of Sleep. And don't go to sleep before we come back, all right? We'll be right back.
On any computer or mobile device that connects to the internet, simply go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VishaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Vishani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Vishani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or listen to BashaniRadio.com because that's where we at, baby, right over here. And we not falling asleep because we have the sleep specialist. Just in case you ain't never heard of one, we got one right here. Her name is Dr. Angela Holiday Bell. You hear, even her name has swag, okay? So you need to stay awake for this one, okay? It's just going down like that. I just thinking, we only got a little time left. So here's where I want to go with this. Now, for those people who maybe, if you was to give three steps for getting a good night's rest, what would be those three tips that you would give our listeners?
All right. So I could give many, many tips. So I'll try to narrow it down to three. So the first tip, and I think the most powerful that can help the majority of people who suffer from insufficient sleep, is prioritize sleep. Simply make it a priority. Don't leave it to the end of the day, an afterthought that you get to when you kind of get to it and maybe you have enough time and maybe not. Start your day with sleep in mind and it will work wonders. So that is 100% number one. The second thing is try to keep sleep and awake, more importantly, wake times consistent and within an hour of each other. And what that means is during the week and the weekends, you're getting up and going to sleep at around the same time. Your circadian rhythm and your body thrives on routine and schedule. So by getting up at the same time and going to sleep at the same time, you reinforce those alertness and sleep signals such that they are likely to occur at the same times every day, making it easier to fall asleep. The third thing I would recommend is having a bedtime routine, like something that seems so simple, but I think as adults, we often forget the importance of that. Because as I mentioned, your brain needs that time and space typically to wind down from the stress and anxiety of the day, from the go, 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 things you have to do, hustling constantly and all those things. I have a colleague of mine in the sleep medicine world who I love this. She says brain waves need to slow down in order to sleep. So when you think about all the things that you're running around doing all day and taking care of people and working, those brainwaves are firing. They're going very quickly. And so how you slow them down is going to be important. When you slow them down is going to be important. And your bedtime routine is a way to do that. You make a transition. You do something relaxing, self-care, get back to yourself, turn the lights low, play some music, slow those brainwaves down, and it will definitely help you to fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer.
I think you just solved my problem. You say brain waves need to slow down. My brain just stops. So I got it. I got it. I got it. Thank you. I am healed. Hallelujah. 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 Mine's just stopped. Now I know what's going on. Okay.
There you go.
So, Doc, you said better manage stress in the work place because of your sleep. How so? Like, how is sleep somehow affected by your stress level? Because if you're asleep, you're asleep. So are you saying because they are not getting the proper sleep, they're waking up stressed? Or before going to, can you explain that a little bit?
That's a great question. And it actually is a chicken and egg type problem. And what I mean by that is if you are very stressed throughout your day, that stress hormone, cortisol, is being released. And even before you go to sleep, your body's in the state of fight or flight and those brain waves are increasing. And so your body's not, if you're, let's put it this way, to your brain, there's a bear at your door that you may need to fight. There's no way that it's going to allow you to go to sleep and decrease your defenses when there's a bear at the door. Mm. So stress, especially chronic stress, is that bear at the door, and you have to get rid of that threat in order for your brain to feel safe to fall asleep. And so the way you deal with that stress, because, you know, there are some stresses that we just can't control. Stress is inevitable. It's going to be a part of life, but there are ways to deal with it in a healthy manner so that your brain doesn't constantly think that there's a bear at the door. The other part is, if you're not sleeping sufficiently, you're already waking up with extra cortisol and stress hormone being released, because that is the brain, that is the brain's response to not sleeping well. So your threshold to be stressed is lower. You're more irritable. Your emotional control centers haven't had the time to speak and interact like they do when you're sleeping. And so you're more vulnerable to stress. And then being stressed interferes with sleep, and then sleep causes you to be more stressed. So it's a vicious cycle that you fall into when you're not getting enough sleep and when you're not properly managing stress.
Is there something in the mental state that causes insomnia? Is there something that causes that to the point where you get to that point where you were at? Or is it simply lack of sleep can trigger that? What is that trigger for that?
That's also a great question. And it is a complex situation. So there are genetic factors that make you more likely to experience insomnia, not necessarily make you have insomnia. So we call them predisposing factors. So if your parents suffer from insomnia, or siblings suffer from insomnia, or if you're female, unfortunately for all my women out there, so we don't go through enough, or there are mental health disorders, all those things make you more likely to experience insomnia. They decrease that threshold. That doesn't mean you're going to have it, but you're more likely than someone who doesn't have those factors. Then there is often a precipitating event, we call it. So let's say a big move that was very stressful, a death in the family, work stress, or something like that. Again, though, we're going to have stresses in life, and for a period of time, you may be more anxious and stressed, and that interferes your sleep with your sleep. But then what should happen is, once that stressor is removed, you should go back to sleeping normally. And so that now you're back below the threshold. Before, many people who end up suffering from chronic insomnia, they engage in what we call precipitating factors, meaning they decide that every night I'm going to get on my phone and look at the TV because I feel that that's how I'm going to fall asleep. That's mm-hmm. precipitating that, or perpetuating that insomnia. Or they may say, you know, I'm going to spend way more time in my bed to make up for the fact that I can't go to sleep, which I think is a big one. And what I mean by that is, someone who sleeps from 12 to 6 may say, you know, I'm going to get in the bed at 9 because I give myself 3 more hours and I can sleep 3 more hours. But for those 3 hours, they're laying in bed, tossing and turning, anxious, frustrated, mad because they can't go to sleep. And all that does is leads to them connecting the bed with being anxious and frustrated and mad. And so it disrupts what should be a natural, restorative, relaxing process of sleep and turns it into something that is very stimulating and anxiety-ridden. And so it just makes that connection very strong and hard to break. And so all this is someone who was more likely to suffer from insomnia has something that happened that triggered in what we call acute or short insomnia episode, but then started to engage in behaviors, and now they have thoughts around sleep that make those make the insomnia persist for much longer than it ever had to.
This is very, very powerful. I've got about 2 more questions, and we got to let the doc go because we had a hard time getting there anyway. We had to call out to the space, and, you know, we call back from the moon, and they hit the satellites, and I'm just lying up in here. But it's okay. but the last question up in here, doc, is it fact that people underperform in their day-to-day duties of their workplace simply because they're lacking sleep, and therefore their time management is off, you know, et cetera, et cetera, can all be causes of lack of improper sleep? Or are people just tired of going to work?
Well, they need to start going to work. But absolutely. So studies have shown that you're actually 40% less productive 30% less efficient when you don't get enough sleep. You're more likely to make accidents or have accidents and make mistakes, literally like vehicular accidents and workplace accidents. You're less motivated, less energized. There's more interpersonal conflicts between people and individuals at work. Like, simply put, you are not performing nearly at your best, maybe like 50%, depending on the amount of sleep that you're losing when you're not getting enough sleep. They've done tasks of like hand-eye coordination and response time and across the board, if you're not sufficiently rested, and memory too, you overwhelmingly underperform on all those tasks. And so what I like to tell people and companies that I speak to is one of the best things you can do is invest in your employees' sleep, because the productivity and the amount that you save from absenteeism and from a decrease in workplace accidents will far exceed the amount that you're paying to invest in that sleep, and you will have more productive, efficient, happier, healthier workers.
So, Doc, let me get this straight right here, just me and you and a few million people, right? I just want to ask this question, right? So are you telling me that I need to pay for some time for my employees to sleep? Is that what you're just telling me? Do I need to get them a sleep hour plus an hour for lunch? Explain that to me.
That's a good question. So not necessarily pay for them to sleep, although there are companies like Google and Aetna who do. They have, first of all, Google has nap rooms, which I love because they understand the power of a good power nap and sleep. Mm-hmm. Aetna has packages, incentive packages that allow employees to track their sleep. And if they consistently sleep over a certain number, like 7 hours, they get bonuses. So, and these are big corporations that make a lot of money. So they wouldn't do it unless it was profiting them on the back end. So that is a way to go. But it doesn't even have to take all that. Investing in education about sleep for your employees will pay dividends. So not necessarily pay them to sleep, but pay someone like me to come in and talk to them about why sleep is
good. One, good one. Kaboom. I like that, right? Sell it, Doc. Sell it.
About why sleep is important, and then simple and effective steps they can take to start improving their sleep right away. You're not even necessarily doing that on an individual basis. You pay, a small investment, but the payout and the number of employees that benefit from that are huge and significant, and it really ends up being a bonus for the company.
All right. I know my employees are listening to this. Everybody stay home and sleep, okay? You don't have to come in, okay? All right, Doc. I appreciate you being here on the Benny Rando Show. Your final words.
Yeah. So again, thank you so much for having me. And I like to let people know that, you deserve sleep. Everyone deserves to sleep. It's not a luxury. It's not something that you earn. You deserve it just by nature of being human. So if you are someone who is trying to sleep and you're struggling, seek help. Ask for help. Like, if you were to break your leg, you wouldn't be like, well, I guess I just have to walk around this broken leg. You would go and get it fixed. You would go get surgery, you get a cast. The same thing should be the case for sleep, especially because that's something that affects you every single day. So seek help. And then I also want to let, people know you can find me on my website, thesolutionissleep.com. I have a blog there that gives more information about sleep and how to improve your sleep. I also have my packages there, my consultations for one-on-one individuals, and then corporate consultations. On LinkedIn, you can just search Dr. Angela Holiday Bell. And then on Instagram, I try to be a little more entertaining and educational at the same time. And my handle there is thesleep_MD.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That is thesolutionissleep.com. That's thesolutionissleep.com, where you can get in touch with Dr. Angela Holiday Bell, MD. And she can help you because you hear in this interview, she was dropping some nuggets for us. And I never knew how important sleep was because I just never had a problem with sleep. But I know there are a lot of people out there, and we try to bring you things that can really be informative. So make sure you can use this interview as a reference or go visit her at thesolutionissleep.com. All her social media connections are right on the right-hand side, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest, where she shows you how to get the best sleep of your life. Okay. And with that, Doc, I appreciate you being on the Benny Randall Show, where we believe it's your business to know. One more time, the solution is sleep.com. And your very, very last words of inspiration is what, Dr. Angela?
Is look at sleep as a highest form of self-care, a way to fill your cup so that you can function at your best in each and every one of your other roles. And creating that mindset shift will help you get the sleep you need.
Y'all heard it from the doc. She say, fill your cup till your cup runneth over, and mine's runneth over because I know how to sleep. You hear me? And I appreciate all you right here on the Benny Randall Show. So make sure you join us next week for another awesome entrepreneur with something valuable. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom!
That is so awesome!
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.